Oh, yes. You know, it does seem like we've been gone for a very long time. I took Friday off, I took Monday off, and then you obviously took forever off, and yeah, so it seems like we've been forever. Nice, very nice. But we are back. Wednesday, final segment of Crunch Time means it is Crunch Exchange time. I'm going to give Steve some stories from around the world of sports. He's going to tell us if he's buying or selling the prospectus from those stories. There's also a pending option, which he can use. First of all, we haven't talked about it yet. You threw out your first pitch yesterday. Buy or sell, that was a great first pitch.
For me?
Mm-hmm.
It was a great one with an asterisk.
Uh-huh.
I threw it with some decent authority. It was right in there for a strike. But because
sure
of
was.
The odd setup of PK Park, where there's only dirt at home plate and on the mound, they were like, you can't step on the mound because of the grounds crew. They said, and I told you guys, I went out there with the measuring tape and I practiced. So, you know, did the full windup, went in, threw a strike. It's all like I made the best of a situation that was cool, but like Wooderson said, if I could have thrown off the mound, it would have been a lot cooler if I did.
Yeah, so I'm going with buy. What are you going with?
I'm buying it.
Absolutely. So let's start off. Huge news from yesterday in the NBA. Kyrie Irving expressed his dislike of playing with LeBron James, which seems insane to any normal person capable of rational thought,
but
to each his own for sure. Kyrie dislikes LeBron. LeBron dislikes playing with people who dislike him. Therefore, Kyrie is gone. Traded to the Celtics for playoff hero Isaiah Thomas, Jay Crowder, some guy no one cares about, and the final pick that was part of the Paul Pierce trade to the Nets, a first rounder for next season. In Kyrie, Celtics get 25 points, 6 assists, 3 boards, one of the best players in the entire league. Remember, all of those numbers with LeBron, but Boston gets Thomas, who averaged 29-6 as the guy, along with Crowder, who averaged 14-8 last year, and likely really good Nets first round pick. So here's the prospectus. Cleveland loses Kyrie, but is better after the trade.
I actually think they are, and when I first heard it, it was like, straight up, but they added things, and oh, by the way, they still have LeBron, who's carried 7 straight teams to the conference finals. Purchase.
He's good, right? Staying on that deal, reports today say the Warriors had a chance to land Kyrie, but that it would have cost them Klay Thompson. We look at the deal that actually happened, and we would probably think just Klay Thompson for Kyrie would be a pretty sweet deal in comparison, but nonetheless, the offer was there. Golden State declined. Kyrie has better numbers than Klay. Kyrie seems to be a better overall player than Klay, so certainly how things worked out seems to have worked out well for Cleveland, but let's look at Golden State. They just won a title with Klay. They have a super good nucleus who gelled extremely well last season, but there's no getting around the fact that Kyrie is better than Klay. The prospectus, declining the Klay for Kyrie deal was a smart move for Golden State.
First of all, I do believe in intangibles, and Klay is an assassin on defense, and he's comfortable in his role. Obviously, Kyrie is a guy who wants to be a top gun and generate more attention. I'd have turned him down. I think it was wise. Why would you mess with an almost locked championship? So I'm going to buy that.
Staying in basketball and apparently the NBA, there's a 5-star recruit in college hoops who was all set to play for Western Kentucky. Mitchell Robinson, absolute stud, slated to go to school for 1 year, quickly be one of the top prospects going into the 2018 draft, made no bones about it. School was a pit stop for the NBA. Apparently, former North Carolina star Robinson's godfather, Shamon Williams, resigned from his assistant job at Western Kentucky, and that made Robinson decide to leave, weighed his options. He could transfer to Kansas or sit out next season, train for the draft, according to reports, chose the latter. We've seen players do this before, often choosing to play overseas before making the leap. Robinson is 7 feet tall, athletic, basically a surefire top 10 pick next season, but he did have a chance to play at Kansas. So the prospectus, skipping school, a smart move for Robinson.
It's really strange, and me senses someone doesn't like going to classes.
I can relate.
So I think beyond smart, it might have been the only logical choice. So I'm going to go pending because I'm very curious to see, even though he's a seven-footer, if he still ends up a lottery pick. So I'm going to go pending on that.
Ted, my boy, it's going to be legend. Wait for it.
Let's make the jump to football for the last two. AP Top 25 poll came out Monday. Few surprises. Everything mostly went according to plan, though. Alabama was one, followed by Ohio State, Florida State, and then maybe our first surprise, USC at four. I say surprise because people thought USC would be good this year, but maybe not that good. And we've been through this before. USC, seemingly always ranked top 10 before the season, would end up out of the top 25 by the end. Tom Fornelli of CBSSports.com wrote that USC is his most overrated team in the AP Top 25 preseason poll. He pointed to the same things I did, history of overranking the Trojans. So the prospectus, USC overrated in the preseason AP Top 25.
I'll tell you one thing, I've heard Clay Helton on two shows and talking with Yogi Roth and Mike Yam. I think he is the perfect coach for this team to guide them through. I'm all in as USC as the team to beat in the Pac-12. So I do not think they're overrated. I think they are properly rated. So I'm selling that.
Last one here. Brock Osweiler brought into Cleveland this season with the hopes that he would turn around the QB position, spark the offense into big things, hopefully help out their underrated defense with some good offense. Why does that sound familiar? Well, apparently all is not going well. The third preseason game happens this week for Cleveland. That's supposed to be the big indicator of who will start for a team when the regular season starts. Starters usually play the entire first half before taking the final preseason game off to rest up. Reports today say Osweiler will not play at all this week, and DeShone Kizer will start. Rumors say the Browns might be trying to trade Osweiler. Others say he simply lost the job to the rookie. Either way, seems like Osweiler did not make the impression on Hugh Jackson that he hoped he would. So the prospectus, you buying or selling that Brock Osweiler is already done in Cleveland?
I don't know if they're...
Boy, it didn't take long.
I was looking at that, though, and we're actually going to talk about that later because they're down to Barkley, a guy who's never played in the NFL, Kevin Hogan. So not just yet. I'm going to sell that.
Not Barkley. Who's the other guy? Because Barkley is with the Niners right now.
Oh, Cody Kessler.
Cody Kessler.
I got you go from USC. I guess I got confused.
One of those quarterbacks who played for one of those overrated USC teams.
By the way, and another Pac-12er with Hogan.
Yeah.
So,
was
that it?
That was it.
That is the end of another dazzling version of the Crunch Exchange.